Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. Today we're talking about new stuff.
New stuff.
This is going to be the 25th of May edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just going to jump right into it with Melt Cosmetics.
Yes, because that's my most exciting thing.
Yeah.
All right. So they are releasing a palette.
Yeah, and the Gemini palette.
Yeah. A lot of people... Okay, they said it's coming soon.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that because the star sign starts on the 21st, it's going to be released on the 21st. When we are filming this, we're filming a little bit early. Sorry, guys. So... it's going to be, if there's any updates, we'll put them on the screen, but yep. It is what it is. If you're listening on the podcast, we'll have updates in the blog post with the photos.
Yep.
So people are assuming it's coming out on the 21st. Currently for us, it is the 21st, but in the US, that's tomorrow.
Yep.
So we don't have that confirmed, but there's been some hints at it. So it might be already available when you're watching this, but I'm super pumped about this. So it's, I think their first palette?
Yeah, I think it might be. I don't think they've done a palette before.
No, they usually...
they do the stacks.
Yeah, they do the stacks. And a lot of people are saying that they love this idea because stacks are sort of... you put them in the drawer, like with your single eyeshadows, and kind of forget about them, mm-hmm. whereas palettes you might have more, I don't know, pride of place or more inclined to reach for a palette.
Yeah.
But this is a 10-pan eyeshadow palette, and right now we've seen 7 shades. So they're sort of releasing one new one per day, which is why I thought that might have been released a bit later than the 21st, but whatever. But we've got some, like, I'm excited for these colours. A lot of people are also keen for it. It's like a swampy green palette, which I'm living for. We're going into winter in Australia. This is perfect for, like, autumn, winter. And if you're into sort of, like, green, grungy, smoky eyes, this is great.
People have been screaming for greens and blues. So here you go.
Here you go. Here you go. And yep. I'm going to say this is the first palette I've seen or seen sneak peeks of that I am like, okay, I don't care how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Because you look at the photos of what people are wearing, and it's just so modern. It's so different. And I don't have a palette like this in my collection. I might have single, you know, eyeshadows here or there in palettes that might dupe some of these. But I think altogether, this is such a stunning palette. It's like a swamp greeny mustard palette. And I think if you've got brown eyes or you like that smoky sort of look, this is gorgeous. So yeah, if there's any updates, like if it's already been released, we'll put them on the screen. But right now we've seen greens, browns, blacks, or black, and then like musty sort of colors, and they are very interesting. All right, let's talk about KL Polish. That's another one that right as we speak, they are sneak peeking a new shade or announcing a new shade of their summer collection. One per day. Right now we've seen 4 out of 6. So we saw a black and white photo of the 6 names. And I'm not too sure when these are actually releasing, but they're summer colors and they're releasing soon. The first one that we saw was Mojito, which is, it's like a palm green, and they're saying that it's inspired by mint leaves. And I don't really see it.
No, personally. Neither do I.
It looks more like a forest.
Yeah,
and it's and a lot of people say it looks more autumn or fall.
Yeah, it's not mint coloured in the slightest.
No, it's so more like cucumber skin coloured.
Yeah, just because it's like green doesn't mean it's mint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's also a burnt orange, which once again, a lot of people say this is very fall. This is called Cha Cha Cha. I love the imagery. It looks really cool. And I like this color. But once again, I'm not seeing the summer just yet.
No.
But the more recent ones we've seen, I'm starting to see it a little bit more. So we saw a bright, okay, so they call it a deep hot pink. And this is Celia. And this is definitely more summer. I'm starting to see the summer vibes here. And then there's this interesting blue color that's a shimmery blue. It's called Matanzas.
Yeah.
It's a blue shimmer, blue metallic shimmer with a purple flip. Now, I've been looking at these photos. I can't see any purple flip at all.
No.
But it might just be one of those things that you can't catch on camera.
Yeah. Yeah, that does happen quite often.
With duochrome shades.
Yeah.
But this image where her wearing that looks really summery and fun to me. So the two shades we haven't seen yet are Tropicana and Cubana. I'm going to say Tropicana looks like it's going to be a vibrant yellow.
I thought that too, yeah.
And Cubana, I reckon just in the photos, I reckon they're missing a really vibrant orangey red.
Yeah, possibly.
So they're my predictions, but as we're talking, there'll be more photos on the screen, and probably by the time I edit this, the whole range will be out,
yeah. For sure. All right, so it looks like Colourpop are releasing 16 new ultra glossy lips with new finishes. So there's prismatic, pearlescent, tinted.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I really like Colourpop lip glosses.
So do I.
I think they're really nice. And this does feel quite summery.
I agree. So this is releasing the 25th of May. So when you're watching this, it should be probably early tomorrow. But I like the idea that they've added in different finishes, because the finishes they pretty much have is like a pigmented cream, maybe more of a sheerer cream, and a glitter.
Yeah.
They're the main things that you see. So the fact that they've brought out more of a pearlescent, more of a tint, and
the prismatic is probably, it's probably got sort of some sort of shift.
Yeah, or duochrome sort of shift. So we've seen swatches as well on the lips. And look, there are some that you can tell are tint. So like Jubilee definitely looks like more of a tint. I'm going to say Pretty In, I don't know if it's called Pretty In or if it's Pretty In something.
Yeah.
That I reckon would be one of the kind of prismatic ones.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, they look nice. Look, I'm all for these because I love the formula of their glossy lips, and more of them means more options.
So yeah, that's very true.
I'm down. And the claims that they're never sticky is true. They're very, very nice.
Yeah, that's why I like Colourpop glosses. They're not, they don't fucking get all
goopy and
yuck.
Yeah, gloopy and yuck.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is a bit of an update for the Colourpop products that we just talked about. So they are releasing the 16 ultra glossy lips that we mentioned and discussed in detail, but they also have a new eyeshadow palette and three cheek duos that are releasing on Friday as well. Now, the eyeshadow palette looks very much like the Fame palette that they brought out on the 10th of May, which was a cooler toned palette. This is the same format. It's very similar packaging, but it is just a warmer version. So this palette's called Fortune, and it's got 16 shades. When they sneak peeked it, they said purples, pinks, rustic red, and oranges. New palette? We think yes. Now, when you look at it, you kind of go, I don't really see those. I see a pink, but it's just pretty much another warm nude palette. So this is releasing on the 25th of May at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is all part of their birthday collection. And you can see the three cheek duos here. So it's a contour powder and a highlighter in various shades. So Step Right Up is the lightest, coolest one. House of Mirrors is more of a mid-toned one. And Up the Ante is deeper and has a warmer highlighter. We'll talk about Jouer quickly as well. They have just released lip kits. So there's four lip kits available. Now we've got La Bay, La Pearl, La Nude, La Rose. So you can see them here. They've already launched and they're $25 each. And what they include is a full-size lip pencil, a mini longwear lip topper, and a mini longwear cream liquid lipstick. So they all sort of in the same sort of color family. You have a berry one, more of a rosy one, more of a brownie nude, peachy nude, and more of a not like a true nude. So they've released those, which are interesting. I think they sent I think they sent influencers over to Italy for that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And they're saying it's part of the Jet Set collection. So I'm guessing that they're releasing a lot more as well. They also have released, and this is an update, but I thought we'd talk about it anyway. They also have released the bronzer duos that we saw previously.
Yeah.
So there's two shades of that. And then there's also a new highlighter. And the highlighter is a Celestial Powder Highlighter, which is like a pink shift. So those have all launched.
Cool.
All right, it's Editing Cat back again.
last time for this video, I promise. The Jouer Jet Set Collection. We have seen the full thing. So it is definitely the lip kits and the bronzer duos along with that highlighter. But you'll also see that there is a matte eyeshadow palette, a liquid eyeliner, and also makeup bags. So that is all released already. You can buy it on Beautylish, you can buy it on Beauty Bay, you can buy it on the Jouer website. So that is the comprehensive Jet Set Collection.
All right.
Let's go A to Z.
All right, let's do it. Beauty Blender have... they brought out a dry shampoo for your Beauty Blender. This is called the InstaClean Waterless Sponge and Brush Cleansing Spray.
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing. So it's already been released. And what it is designed to do is almost be like a spot cleaner for your Beauty Blender. So it says it instantly removes surface stains.
Yeah.
So just be aware that that means that if you've got foundation deep in the sponge, it's not going to remove it. It's not going to be a deep clean. But it is definitely, if you're sort of a makeup artist, or not even a makeup artist, because you'd have to disinfect it a bit more, it cleans it just on the spot.
Yeah.
Whatever. We get it. It's alcohol free, but it's really interesting.
And because waterless.
It says waterless. But I think what it means by saying waterless is that you don't need to add water to use it.
Yeah.
I think is a bit deceptive, because waterless sounds like it doesn't contain water, but it's actually it a wet product. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a wet spray. It's just that you don't need be at the sink for it.
I will say this, knowing like how to clean brushes properly, I am curious about how they're doing it without alcohol. And also, if you are getting into freelancing or learning like, you know, makeup training, and you want to use this on clients, no. You could spread disease with this.
If it doesn't
contain alcohol, it's not going to be antibacterial.
Yeah. It's just purely that if you're...
On the go,
and you don't want your makeup bag getting dirty.
Yeah.
Or if you want to clean the foundation off to then go onto a cream blush or something.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. Makeup artistry or any, like, it's weird.
Yeah, look, this doesn't have a place in my life. If I want to use a different product with my Beauty Blender, I just turn the sponge to an area where it's already clean. I never, ever, 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 ever in a million years would use a Beauty Blender like days in a row. I always wash mine because like I don't want bacteria growing on that shit. Like, that's a wet thing.
I'm going to say I'm pretty bad. What I often do is I'll use one side and then the next day I'll turn around and use the other side.
Yeah.
So I can be pretty bad, but I've got so many of them that I end up using five and then washing five.
That's usually what I do. I'll have like all of mine clean and I'll use them
and then do them all at once.
Yeah. But I mean, if this interests you, then it's there. Yeah. I am really curious about like, ingredients and stuff.
I'm like, why?
I don't really get it either.
That's all
right. This meme where it's like, how many days in a row can you use dry shampoo? Asking for a friend. Look, hair and dry shampoo is fine, but makeup tools?
Look, I think for personal use, I don't hate this. Yeah. I'm not going to buy it, but I don't hate it. I can see the point. But if people are starting to see this as being a sort of way to spot clean your brush for your makeup or your sponge for your makeup kit.
I'd be worried about that.
Yep. All right, we got some skincare news. Yep. This is from Boscia. They've got a new Cactus Water Moisturizer. Mm. So it's an ultra lightweight moisturizer. It's got the Queen of Night Cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got aloe vera. So it's like a gel. Hydrating gel. It looks like
great for people with oily skin.
Yeah, really good. So I look, besides the jizz face photo, I know,
green jizz.
Yeah.
See a doctor about that.
Besides that, the other marketing photos really entice me. This one where it's on like the pool.
By the way, this is mint green.
This is mojito green. I agree. But this drop, look, that packaging.
Yeah.
The texture, I just want to buy it because it looks really appealing.
It does. It does look nice. Okay, Burt's Bees. They've got some new high-impact liquid lipsticks that are coming. You can pre-order these at this current moment. There's 12 vibrant shades.
Yep, and they're coming in stores in June.
Yeah.
So if you want a liquid lipstick from Burt's Bees, there you go. Mm-hmm. These are just like standard colours. You've got some nice nudes with different undertones, different depths, peachy. I like the fact they haven't gone super pink.
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah, I think these are nice shades.
Yeah. These are all kind of almost my lips but better type shades for like, you know. I mean, there's a couple in there that...
Like purple, but...
Yeah.
But if you've got very deep skin... And you have a cooler undertone.
That, oh my god, it looks so good on them.
My lips but better.
Not but like my exact lip shade, but
flattering.
Very flattering. Flattering. Yeah. Chanel have added to their range 14 new lip products, and these are all designed to be like really intense.
Oh.
So they've got them in an array of colours. They've got purple. There's two crayons and two Rouge Allure inks. In nude, they've got the Rouge Allure lipstick and one of the Allure inks. In brown, they've got two crayons, two Allure inks, and two lipsticks. And in rosewood, they've got a crayon and a lipstick. So these are meant to be like really punchy colours.
Good.
And not, you know, not punchy like blue and green, but very rich with their pigmentation.
Good. So I like that.
Exciting if you're into Chanel lip products. Chaos Makeup. This popped up on the group and I nearly wet my pants with excitement.
You don't often comment on the group, but I saw that you commented. I'm like,
I know. Excited. Honestly, I don't comment on the groups. I am such a lurker. I'm always a lurker on the internet. I only comment on things that I'm super passionate about or if I need to tell people off. But this is Aqua Sky from Chaos Makeup. It's available now and it is... This is the colour of Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a glorious teal. And I'm going to say...
Indeed.
They describe that perfectly. Ooh, it is glorious.
Yeah. And there is another new shade, which is very pretty again. This one is Sweet Pea, which is a medium purple to reddish pink shift.
Gorgeous.
These are $18 each. They come in like a large, I think it was 26 millimeter pan with the shell compact.
Very cute.
Or you can get them in the smaller pans for $9 without a compact.
I want the teal.
I want the teal too. Yeah. I love, 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 love.
Fair enough. All right, there is some rumours that Charlotte Tilbury is coming to Sephora US.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes.
We've got our girl, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
So her brand, Charabella, they are talking about lashes.
Yeah.
So you can see that they've shown the first one.
Yes.
Which is Killig.
Is it Killig?
Is whatever it
Tanya?
Is it? We should have asked you.
Yeah, we should have.
But yeah, you can see that they're bringing out lashes soon. Yeah, so.
Which makes sense because Tanya always wears lashes. So.
She's glam as fuck.
Exactly, she is glam.
She's glam as fuck.
Yeah. Crayola Beauty, it's become a thing. We don't know much information. It's going to be coming soon and exclusively available at ASOS.
So if you want to look like you've just drawn with crayons on your face.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this marketing image.
No.
And I really like how Crayola was doing collaborations with brands. That really excited me,
mm-hmm.
especially because they were doing it with like great brands, like Clinique. That,
yep.
Like, you know, look, Clinique has been around for so long because they make quality shit. That's but how also, you stay on the market.
Also, like, they were with Sally Hansen. And even though Sally Hansen aren't the best nail polishes in the world, for the price range, they're pretty solid.
They're great.
So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think I liked the collabs
mm-hmm.
because it was like a nod to Crayola without it being obvious and tacky.
Yes.
And I feel like this is gone into the tacky zone.
I agree. And the fact that it's going to be stocked on ASOS, I'm just like, oh.
That's going to not last very long. No. That's my prediction. It's going to be gone pretty soon.
Yeah. We've got something new coming from Diviner Cosmetics. All we see at the moment is pink icing coming soon. And we know for a fact that they're eyeshadows. Now, usually she sells them as bundles.
Yeah.
In, like, a palette. So we're just going to assume that that's what's happening there. But essentially, the caption said, so you thought Blue Bitch was a quickie? No, 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 my loves. We have a new Harmony collection coming soon.
Yeah. And we have seen some colours that they've sneak peeked. So this is coming out on the 25th. So when you're watching this, it will come out tomorrow. And we've seen some purple shades, a pink shade, and like a reddy pink shade. Awesome. So, in the last bundle, they had a bunch of eyeshadows and two highlighters. This and then the palette as well.
Yeah.
This might follow suit, but it seems like it's definitely more dusty, purpley, pink inspired. Yeah. So there's that.
Cool. Dior, we have some sneak peeks here of products that are coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of information on what they all are, but we've got eyeshadow palettes, brushes, glow face palettes, which would be like highlighting and blush palettes. Lip palettes, apparently.
See, I see contour palettes. Like, I think there's a lip, like, see the one here under the brush?
Yeah.
So that's surely a face palette. That's not a lip palette.
No. That, oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we don't have too much, but it's rumoured to be 40 shades of, like, a face and body type foundation.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be called face and body because MAC is called face and body. So yeah, they're not going to copy the name.
They're not going to call it face and body foundation.
But it is designed for face and body.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow palettes, face palettes being a highlighter and blush palette, like a shimmery palette, and then what looks like a matte palette.
That could be a lip palette there.
And then there's the lip glosses, the lipstick gloss things. So, yeah. We'll update you more on that. But it's an interesting thing that's coming out. I think this is a lot more sort of on trend, as in highlighter palettes, face palettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the foundations are going to be interesting.
Yeah. They, I'm not so sure about the bottle, but I think that's just personal preference.
Yeah.
Drunk Elephant is coming out with something called Bronzy Drops.
The end. That's about it.
Yeah, you can keep them.
Anyway, they're probably likely, I don't know, if they're self-tanner drops. Like, those self-tanner drops are actually pretty cool that you can add to skincare.
Yeah.
Might be that. It might just be a bronze colour, whatever. Whatever it is.
Estee Lauder has launched new Pure Colour Love Liquid Lips in 14 shades. These are $20 each, and they are available now at esteelauder.com. And it looks like they've got a bunch of different finishes. Matte, sparkle, shine, all that jazz.
Yeah, cool. We've seen a sneak peek from Rihanna, and it was a funny sneak peek because this was on her Instagram stories and it was just blatantly like, here's a photo of my bag.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't even subtle. It was just like, look what I've got.
Yeah.
And so what people are looking at here is a new one of her lip glosses. So they originally just brought out that one universal shade and a lot of people were saying the formula is great. They want to see more colours. And people were also saying that in her original marketing that was sort of sneak peeked when her brand was being rumoured, the person was wearing, they was the rumoured to be the, a holographic.
Yeah, the one with the ring in the mouth.
Yeah. And so with people are thinking that this is that sort of clear iridescent gloss that that person was wearing. So there's more shades or at least one more shade coming soon. And we can use it because Rihanna showed it. Okay, cool.
Glossier is coming to Sweden.
Mm.
That's all we know.
Yeah, I think they're slowly rolling out across the world. Very, very, very slowly.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a new collection from Graceful Nail Polish. Mm-hmm. So it's an indie nail polish that we love to support. And we can say that we will be having, or we have, a Get Swatched video that went up yesterday.
Yeah.
If all went to plan. Okay, so this is 7 nail polishes inspired by the Faraway Tree, which I remember reading in primary school. That was
Enid Blyton.
Yeah, and so it's pretty interesting. So all of these have cool names inspired by that, which I'm keen for. This launches today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted it, go check them out. But there are some cool shades. There's, like, I was wearing, in the last episode, a few people asking what my nail polish was. It was Moonface.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the shades we have are Dame Wash-A-Lot. So it's an off-white crally with teeny silver hollow glitter and circle glitter in bright colours. So there's that one. Moonface, which is the one I was wearing, is a champagne-coloured metallic flaky polish. This is, like, one of those intense, pure glitter sort of polishes. So it's similar to Rosy Glow, which was their Christmas one that I loved and bought backups of and bought for people for Christmas because it was so good. So this is the same kind of formula if you liked that, but it's more of a silvery, cool-toned shimmer rather than a rosy one. We've got Mr. What's-Its-Name, a teal jelly base with ultra-chrome chameleon flakies in navy teal blue with a sprinkling of micro holo glitter. And we've got Saucepan Man, which is a thermal that moves from dark to light grey with silver flakes and silver holo. We've got Silky, which is a mint green holo with silver shimmer. Angry Pixie, which is a red jelly with micro red metallic flakes. This one's gorgeous. And The Tree, which is a multi-chrome that moves from aqua, cyan, purple and blue. So it's pretty cool. So that is now available.
Excellent. All right. So we have some news here from Gillian Dempsey, launching the 24th of the 5th, so yesterday, Cheek Tints. So there you go.
So Gillian Dempsey, we believe, is a makeup artist, and this is like the first release that, so it's like a new brand alert. And if you're into sort of cream blushes, they look cool. Like this one, if they're done well, cream blushes can be so good if they're done well.
Yeah.
And most are done badly. Mm. But I'd hope that a makeup artist would know how to do them well.
Yep. You would think so.
So there's, six launching and Sunny is the first one.
Excellent.
That we can see. All right. We've got a new release from KKW Beauty. They're releasing two highlighter palettes. So, look, I asked people if they were excited for it, and most people said it's really fucking boring, and I don't blame them.
No, it kind of is, though.
Yeah, it is, like, really boring.
This
looks like they've just copied Anastasia Beverly Hills circa 2016.
I know.
So this is already launched, by the time you're watching this. There's two shades. One looks like it's lighter. One looks like it's a little bit more bronze. But it is pretty bland. It's sort of in the bland theme of KKW where they're not reinventing the wheel. They're just selling products because they can.
Yeah, that is 100% the vibe that I get.
Yeah, we had someone also comment on updates video on Monday saying that they kind of like seeing sort of more non-trendy products being released because, not everyone is into what's trending.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, I sort of disagreed with that in a sense that this is sort of like the stuff that we talk about as being not trendy. It's just, it's already out. It's already on the market. If you wanted it, there are multiple brands where you can buy it.
Yeah.
So it almost becomes like, why did you bother? And
that's how I feel. Like, I've heard a lot of what I hear about KKW makeup is that it's not really the best quality. And when you're, like, bringing out something like this, it's like,
what's the point?
I could go and buy, like, a $10 NYX palette. Why the fuck would I pay KKW prices?
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. Like, I think what brands should do is release, like, she's got, face palettes that have bronzers, contours, and highlighters in it. You kind of go, if you've already sort of got that, why do you need to bring this out? There's no real point. And when we talk about something's trending or something's ahead of the trends or something's really current, it doesn't mean that it all has to be the same. It just means that it has to be a little bit different from what we've seen 1,000 times before. Mm. So I think the brands should push themselves and try to release wearable but either trendy or ahead of the trend or products that are missing from the market.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. Not things that have been
re-released 1,000 times.
Yeah.
If you wanted it, you could get it in any price
anywhere.
Point.
Exactly.
Any price point
you want to spend big bucks, go buy Chard Takai. You want to spend little bucks, go drugstore.
Yeah, and but you'll find this.
At the end of the day, like, this just does not look like anything special or exciting. And if you've brought a highlighter palette, you probably already have something like this. Yeah. Like, This is recycled makeup.
If these were in circle pans, I would have thought that they're Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
From 3 years
ago.
Are
they saying that any of these are creams?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're all powder. Look, they're showing some broken pans and they all just look like powder. Yeah, they're not. Okay, if it was cream, that would be a bit different for her range, but it's, I think it's just all powder.
Yeah. We have a new collaboration between Lancôme and Proenza Scuola. So Proenza Scuola is like a women's designer brand, and they're getting together to create a little collection. And really don't know much information about what's here.
But the packaging looks cool.
The packaging looks really cool. So I'm assuming like palettes of some sort, lip products, potentially an eyeliner and some sort of face product. We don't know too much, but it's coming in August and we will keep you updated on what's there. Looks like there's also brushes. Oh, they've got matte, the
Juicy Shakers.
Juicy Shakers. I don't know what these pointy things are. They've got them here with something on the end.
I would say that, okay, I reckon those are definitely eyeliners.
Yeah, for sure.
And the bottom ones, I reckon it's a lip liner or a crayon type product with a...
with a gloss, maybe.
Yeah, a gloss or something like that.
There's also nail polishes. I don't know what this round compact is.
We'll find out.
We will.
Eventually. We will.
All right, Laura Lee. So, she was doing the sneaky sneakies and it backfired on her.
This is so good.
She was showing on, is it Snapchat? Yeah, I think that's Snapchat. That she's already working on new liquid lipstick shades. She showed three different shades. And then she was pointing. She was pointing and she didn't take her swatches off.
So you can see the shades.
We can see the shades. So it looks like there's sort of a reddy, orangish, like coral shade, potentially like a mid-tone rose and what I think will be a nude.
That's so funny. You should just show them in the first place and be like, look, these are coming. I'm super excited for summer or something like that. Like not, anyway, good. I'm glad that backfired because that is funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. All right, we've got some new limited edition Cannes L'Oreal lipsticks.
Right,
cool. Now, these packaging, the packaging looks similar to the Balmain.
Yeah.
But they've got little cool imprints on the tubes. So there's two shades.
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure when they're out or anything, but it looks like it's, there you go.
Cool. There is also a new palette. It looks like this one's called Very Much Love.
Yeah.
16 shades, and it is supposed to be scented.
Yeah, so once again, L'Oreal didn't show much about this. And this is a problem. Like, you know, we go based on what we can gather and what the public has, unfortunately. We don't have much insider information.
Mm.
Okay, so what they said was, our new eyeshadow eye palette is making its entry on the red carpet. Meet the Berry Much Love palette, and that's all it's saying. So... fucked if I know.
We don't know anything about this, and the PR companies won't send us in any information, so you get bubkis.
Yeah, but what do we think of the shades?
Look, I'm not interested in it.
Look, I don't dislike it. I think for a drugstore brand, I think this is probably a nice palette to have because you got the nudes and then you've got a bit of smokiness, a little bit of colour, and once again, it's sort of on trend-ish.
Yeah.
I just don't think these colours, knowing the L'Oreal formula, I don't think they'll translate on the eye. And it'll end up just looking wishy-washy. Yeah. So
that's exactly how I feel about it. Also, it's too pink for me. I'm not into that. It's not... It's autumn here. So I'm not feeling like I want to wear pink eyeshadow, although...
No, you're wearing like a rosy colour.
It's a rosy colour, But yeah, look, I just... Look... You know, it's a shame. I like L'Oreal as a brand, but I have no confidence in their eyeshadow palettes. I have used a lot of them over the last, I don't know, like 6 years, and I'm constantly disappointed by them.
Yeah.
So I find it really difficult to get behind it. And, you know, the more they bring out, I'm sure eventually they'll get better and better with time, but yeah.
I feel that, like, and I don't know if this is correct. Like, L'Oreal, mascaras, base products, stuff like that.
Yep.
totally supporting.
Absolutely. 100%.
Great foundations.
Yeah. Nice lipsticks.
Nice lipsticks. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
No shade.
No, of course not.
But I feel like what brands tend to do, drugstore brands, big drugstore brands, is they feel like the average consumer won't know how to use pigmented eyeshadows.
Yeah.
So they purposefully tone them down and sheer them out and make them wish-washy because they're like, okay, Aunt June won't know how to use a really pigmented pink, but a really wishy-washy pink that you can barely show on the eye, she can handle that.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Which completely alienates people like me from the brand when it comes to their eyeshadows.
Correct.
Because I'm like, I will never, like if I try and use this, I will throw it in rage. I'll be like, where is the pigmentation?
Yeah.
Where is that beautiful, almost periwinkle blue, purpley shade in the top right corner?
That's got to be duochrome magic.
Why isn't that like a punch of color on my eyelid?
I agree. 100%.
If it's wishy-washy, I'm like, we don't do wishy-washy makeup in this household. Okay.
Not in the Beauty News HQ.
We like
our pigmentation.
We do.
Yeah.
But look, there are going to be people who like this.
And
so...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Keep doing your good...
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Something from MAC. This is the Prep and Prime Pore Stick.
Oh, we said a unison bomb.
We did. All right. We don't know when it's releasing or what it will cost. But if you like pore sticks...
Yeah. MAC has you covered.
And from Marc Jacobs, these are coming on May 31st, so very soon. These are going to be glossy lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So these are meant to be kind of like a lip gloss, but in a solid stick form. But these do look very, very glossy.
They do. They look nice.
They look dead set. I feel like the description, solid lip gloss,
I think they look like lip gloss swatches.
I think you smashed that out of the park, Marc Jacobs.
I think that's great though, because I love a good nude lip gloss, that shiny, like if you're wearing no makeup and you've just got that little bit of hydration and shine and a bit of color just to make your lips look kind of healthy. This is great. I'll totally try it.
I like it.
I'm totally down. All right. We've got some NARS news that we alluded to last week.
We did.
We have a new mascara. And what's it called?
Climax Mascara.
So when you have your orgasm, you also have your climax.
Yeah. It's better than sex.
Yeah, it is. Because sex, you don't always climax.
Exactly.
So this is better than sex.
This is better than sex. This is a climax mascara.
Yeah. All right. Oh, so it's supposed to be dramatic, volumizing mascara.
Yeah.
There you go. Drama that builds.
It does indeed.
Oh, dear.
Okay. We also have some vinyl lip lacquers. These are coming in June. And they're available for pre-order at Barney's New York. 9 shades have been shown, which you're seeing here. I kind of like them. I like them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be $26 each and limited edition. They're saying it's a smooth, creamy formula that drenches lips with intense color and mirror-like shine. It's got a two-sided applicator.
Mm.
One is a plush side that deposits the ideal amount of color and a smooth side that evenly distributes and intensifies shine. We have a new product here from Ole Henriksen. This is a cold plunge pore mask. This is supposed to help with dealing with like shine, purifying pores. And I think potentially it's cooling. I'm excited.
It looks interesting. Once again, the colour gets
me. The colour is sick. I love the colour.
That's a colour that I've decided if it's in any skincare, I'm like, I want it.
Yeah.
That and watermelon.
This is supposed to control oil for up to 8 hours, which is interesting.
That'd be great if you're going to like an event or something.
Yeah. And it's supposed to smells and feels delicious on the skin. Yep. Yeah, what does it smell like? Oh,
Snow lotus extract.
Mmm. Well, it looks great.
Yeah, I'm down.
Their whole Instagram account is blue at the moment, and I'm just like, fuck yeah.
I'm living for it.
I love it.
All right, now we've got something that is very controversial. It's from Peridot Cosmetics. And these are new loose gemstone highlighters.
Mm-hmm.
What is annoying people about these, and I totally feel them, is the fact that this is a loose powder, and instead of something like the Meteorites by Guerlain that are little balls of highlighter or powder, these are 3 grams of powder that have just been thrown in with fake gemstones.
Yeah.
Now, these aren't even like rose quartz or something that you can like display later on after you've used your measly 3 grams.
It might be legit rose quartz, but I'm not going to say it's high quality because they've got the holes drilled in them for
junk jewelry.
Junk jewelry.
Yeah. So.
And also, I'm going to say this about quartz type products. They're using gemstones and shit. I'm like, shut up. You make yourself sound bougie. Quartz is, it's so cheap, guys.
It's a rock.
It's so, so, so cheap.
Yeah, so there's 5 shades of those, and look, it just seems like unnecessary bulk. And if you, we were having a quick look, and you can buy sort of like 500 grams of these stones for like $30 in Australia. So I would say that your main thing that you're paying for is the random stones. So these are being released in June. And they're currently available for pre-order, which is, it's a gimmick.
Yeah. It's a gimmick. It is a gimmick. And it's not really one that...
I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
Nope. Shuamura, they are bringing out a permanent range of cushion blushes. Now, this has come from their Japanese Twitter, so this is very fresh. And it looks like they'll be coming between June and August-ish. Mm-hmm.
So there's 4 shades.
Yeah. So we don't have a lot of information, but they look really nice.
Juicy Bloom on the go.
Yep. Spectrum Makeup Cosmetics. Spectrum, the blush people. They have released...
Brush people.
The brush people.
Yep.
They've released a Sweetheart set, which is a brush collection. 5-piece mini brush set in a gorgeous pastel pink velvet heart bag with rose gold detailing for, you'll never guess it, the royal wedding.
I don't think Meghan Markle would be down with this.
No.
I think she's got a lot more taste than
They've
that.
Called it the exclusive sweetheart set.
Mm. Oh, you've got to capitalize on something, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Violet Voss have released new liquid lipsticks. These have a mousse finish.
Mm-hmm.
They're matte, long-wearing, opaque, $12 each. It looks like there's 10 shades.
Mm-hmm.
They created a collage of 9, so I don't know what's going on.
No.
But they all have a matte finish, but one of them looks like it's got a metallic sort of shimmer in it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. If you like them, go check them out.
Excellent. Last thing from YSL. These are the full matte shadow. So there looks to be 10 shades, and I believe they are a liquid eyeshadow product that dries matte. All right, it has come to that time to...
Emoji as well before we forget.
Oh, that's right. Oh, crap. How about a gun? Let's do a diamond, because... If you're going to put fucking stones in my makeup, it better be diamonds.
All right.
And we do need...
So, yeah, emoji, if you missed that conversation.
Diamond.
Diamond for the gemstones.
Yes.
How they should have been.
Yes.
And we do have a Beauty News VIP of the week or episode.
Yes, of the episode.
Of the episode.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Shannon! We see you. We see you. You're around. You're everywhere. You are everywhere.
Yeah, I love that.
And I love it because, you know, you really...
Warms my heart.
You really get to know, like, the same people. You see them all the time. Yeah. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
Supporting our channel. We love you. This episode is dedicated to you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys someday.
Soon.
Monday?
Monday. Maybe. Yeah, Monday.
Cool.
All right. We're going.
All right. Bye.
Bye.